Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
We're learning more about a mystery disease in dairy cattle that health officials found may be connected to the bird flu. They say the milk and meat are safe, and the public health risk is low. The disease was found on dairy farms in Kansas, Texas, and New Mexico. Wisconsin State veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle gives us an update.
I and my fellow state veterinarians started hearing about it about 10 days ago or so, that there was an unknown cause of illness in dairy cows, mainly in the Texas Panhandle region. We did share information via some calls amongst the state veterinarians, and of course, there wasn't a lot known at the time. They were looking for a cause, and some of the more typical causes of a drop-off in lactation or reduced feed intake had been ruled out. And Monday, USDA APHIS Veterinary Services held a series of calls and, of course, issued a stakeholder announcement that two of the farms in Texas and two in Kansas that highly pathogenic avian influenza virus had been detected on those farms that had been dealing with this illness. So they do have a connection with high path avian influenza virus. There's still a lot of information still to be gathered on this. USDA veterinarians are working along with the veterinarians in the affected states to gather more information and kind of put more pieces together of the puzzle. The highly pathogenic avian influenza virus may not be the only factor at play here. So they're working to gather more information.
But as of right now, the highly pathogenic avian influenza or the bird flu is connected to this disease. What kind of symptoms are the cattle experiencing? How long do these symptoms last? Is it similar to the flu's impact in poultry or people for that matter?
Well, it's not acting the same in cattle as it is in poultry for certain, because in poultry, this disease, hence the name, is highly pathogenic in chickens and turkeys and domestic poultry, and causes high mortality, high death loss, very sick birds, and is readily transmitted between birds. So in cattle, at least from the information we have so far, the clinical presentation is quite different. These cattle were affected. They were showing some sign of illness, you know, reduced feed intake, some dry, tacky feces, drop in milk production, in some cases a low-grade fever. And what they're seeing is that these cattle, with some supportive care and a little time, are recovering. So it's not causing mortality, does not appear to be spreading cow to cow.
So at this time, the bird flu has been confirmed in cows in Texas and Kansas. It's been reported in New Mexico. What about Wisconsin dairy producers? Can the cows up here get bird flu, and how do we prevent that from happening?
How we prevent it from happening here, I think, as always, we want to promote really good biosecurity practices, preventing movement of any pathogens from outside the farm to inside, changing footwear, wearing clean clothing or clean coveralls, washing hands, making sure feed areas and waterers are kept clean and sanitized. All those types of things help promote good biosecurity and reduction of disease on farms. I don't know for sure if our cattle are at risk or not. We do have some detections in wild birds over the winter in Wisconsin of highly pathogenic avian influenza. We have not had any cases in poultry now since the beginning of the year. So we may see an uptake in our cases in wild birds as more migrating birds come up to our area of the country from the south. Since we haven't seen any cases of this disease in dairy cattle other than Texas and Kansas so far that have been confirmed, and yet we know we have highly pathogenic avian influenza in other areas of the country, I'm not sure the exact connection there. That's why I think possibly there's other factors at play too, and we need to gather more information to really understand what's going on. But definitely it could be a risk now that we know that cattle can contract highly pathogenic avian influenza. So we would just like to remind dairy producers and cattle producers in general to practice good biosecurity, be very observant of their animals, and let us know if they're seeing anything unusual, and work with their herd veterinarians.
Dr. Conkle, health officials are saying that the public health risk is low. Can you speak to the safety of the milk in the supply chain?
Yes, the normal best practices on dairies is if there is an animal off feed or an animal that's sick, that cow is pulled off the milking string and treated. So that milk doesn't usually enter the same line as the rest of the cattle. And also pasteurization will kill most viruses and bacteria. So that's an added help for food safety. So at this point, we don't have any concerns for consumers on the safety of milk or meat.
It kind of opens the door too. You know, if cows can get sick from highly pathogenic avian influenza or bird flu, does the public need to be concerned about contracting this strain?
At this time, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has categorized high-path avian influenza as a low risk for humans. We've been dealing with this particular strain in North America now for 2 years. There have been a very low number of human cases across the globe of this strain of highly pathogenic influenza, but not a high number of cases at all. It doesn't appear to be a virus that transmits readily to humans or transmit among humans. Same as with other pathogens that practice good biosecurity for people, which would include washing your hands and keeping things clean.
So Dr. Conkle, what is the to-do list now for health officials to keep a handle on what was a mystery disease in dairy cattle that may be linked to the highly pathogenic avian influenza?
We'll certainly be watching for any further information from USDA, APHIS, and from our other state counterparts, who will be sharing information as they have anything new to share. And at this point, we just have the information that was shared yesterday from APHIS. So we'll be monitoring the situation and be sure to provide any updates as we receive them.
A developing story there as three states report a mysterious illness in dairy cattle. The highly pathogenic avian influenza or bird flu has been found in the sick cows in two of those states, Texas and Kansas. Dr. Darlene Conkle with the update, Wisconsin's state veterinarian. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.